The El Paso Playhouse will be performing The Diary of Anne Frank, a stage adaptation of the book The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank, from now through November 20th. Anne Frank emerges from history a living, lyrical, intensely gifted young girl who confronts her rapidly changing life and the increasing horror of her time with astonishing honesty, wit, and determination. Here to tell us about their production are actors William Pettit and Jesse Irwin. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks.
So, William, you play Otto Frank.
Yeah, that's Anne's father.
And what's that like for you? And I know you have two young children. So what is that like for you getting into the Otto shoes and your shoes? And
yeah, it's actually a very relatable role. And the actress who plays Anne Frank is actually very good at being a little obnoxious and
13.
And yeah, she is 13. She is Anne's age. And, you know, this play kind of talks about, it's not so much just the tragedy of what happened, but just the reality of living in close quarters with two teenagers, another family, and a third party.
And the third party being Alfred Dussel, who you play. And you're kind of here to clear his name in a sense.
Yeah, I always try to throw out a little bit. I was doing a little research for this role. I realized that there was definitely some discrepancies with how he was written in the play, for sure, but even in her diary initially, because obviously, yeah, she is a young girl, and this guy was a little bit older. They had their differences, for sure. So it's always nice to talk about the real guy for a little bit. So,
and you said Alfred was 53 to Anne's 13, so I could see how he might be curmudgeon-y older guy and maybe know-it-all-y to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And probably vice versa in this weird way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, if you read the book, The Diary of a Young Girl, when I read it recently, just to, again, to do some research, I was pretty impressed with, like, how witty she is and how spun up she is on life. So I'm sure, yeah, she definitely had her stuff to say to him, you know.
And Otto, I mean, he's hurt her father, and she portrays him as such, and, you know, just kind of learning. But what's it like for you portraying him and I guess in the way that she saw him?
It's a challenge when anytime you try to portray someone who actually lived, it's not just a fictional character. The relationship between Otto and Anne was actually very close.
Mm.
She felt that she could talk to him about most things, her frustrations, her nightmares, her worries and her fears. And so luckily they did have a close relationship, and I feel like I have that relationship with my daughter too. So I could kind of parallel there and kind of use that for the role. But it was touching because, yeah, they were very close and they bonded and they had to let go.
Do you think that perhaps Otto had an influence in her ability to be so self-expressive and kind of grown up in this way to be able to write this book and, well, write her diary, really, but to express herself in this manner at 13, it's quite impressive.
Yeah, it is. It could have. I don't really know how much impact he had, but just her personality alone, you could see manifest in the way that she would have frustrations and she would voice those frustrations and she would use the diary as that outlet because there was no other outlet in small quarters.
For you being in small quarters, can you place yourself there when you're working on the play and really, really thinking about what it must have really been like?
Yeah, I try. I've had the opportunity to experience that myself whenever I was deployed to Iraq. I lived in a very small room with four other people. So I kind of try to put myself in that situation. Obviously, I wasn't there 24 hours a day, and I wasn't there for several years. But it's definitely something to work off of. So I try to put myself back in that situation and remember the frustration that I felt with all these people doing stuff all hours of the day. You can't get any sleep. People are always making noise, and it's just chaos. So,
how many plays are you all in during the year? Do you participate in a lot of the productions that the Playhouse does?
I just started, but I am doing the next play. So,
oh, cool. So was it something about this part, or were you looking to act?
Yeah, I was looking just to get some stage experience to get that aspect of acting, because it is a little bit different than film stuff, and that's kind of what I'm trying to pursue in the long run.
So military, film,
yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And how about for you? Is it something?
This is my first play at the Playhouse.
Really?
Yeah, it is. My only other experience was with Kids & Co. when my son Landon was in a play, and they needed someone to play the ghost.
Well, I guess
and
what you're doing.
And the ghost. And yeah, so that was my first one. And now, so I guess someone who saw me do that said, hey, why don't you be Otto Frank? And I kind of balked at the idea initially because it's a lot of time. It's a big time commitment. But once I'd read the script, I realized, you know, this is an important role and this is an important story to tell, especially, you know, in these days and times when we have more racial issues. Mm-hmm. This is a story that talks about, you know, the consequences of racism.
Well, let's talk about this time commitment, because as an audience member, we need to know when to come see your show. And you guys are performing for a good chunk of time between now and November 20th. And you have performances on Fridays and Saturdays and then Sunday matinees. Mm-hmm. How is that for you all as actors? I mean, that's a lot of work.
It's a tremendous amount of work. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I didn't realize just how much it was going to be. We've already been working on it for about 10 weeks now, and we're doing it 2 hours a day for between 5 and 6 days a week. So, yeah, it's quite a chunk.
Yeah, and it's not just the memorization of the lines. It's also, you know, where to move on stage, you know, and how to interact with the other characters on stage and how to change your costume as the lights dim. And the quarters of the playhouse are actually very small, too, because we really don't ever leave the stage. We're
right.
Portrayed of being inside a small attic, basically. And so pretty much whoever's on stage stays on stage the entire time. We just might be behind a little curtain or in a little room, and it's tricky.
And then back at it.
And right back at it, yeah. There's really no time to go backstage and really relax.
Well, it's a good thing, right? I mean, do you notice your performances change as you go through them? I mean, especially if you're doing two in a day or...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, from the beginning to now, it's changed quite a bit. You kind of find, like, different ways of saying things or just different ways to respond to other people's lines, you know, that you didn't see before. So it's definitely evolution.
Yeah, and our director's really great, Chris Ambrise. She's done a good job helping us tune it and then later fine-tune it
and
really kind of try to really get to the root of these characters that we're playing.
We look forward to seeing you in the Diary of Anne Frank. You can catch them between now and November 20th. For reservation information, you can visit elpasoplayhouse.com. Today, my guests have been William Pettit, or Otto Frank, and Jesse Irwin, or Alfred Dussel, from the Diary of Anne Frank. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.